Hello and good morning. It's let's see, what day is it? Today is Wednesday. It is August 28th, 2019. Hey, I just wanted to go over with you guys a little bit about the next-gen hotspots. They are sometimes misunderstood and misbeguiled out there just due to the fact that we have a lot of options and a lot of hotspots. We're not a we're not living in a one-horse town here. We have a lot of options for hams, and the hams that have purchased one, two, or three or more of our products kind of love the diversity of the hotspots that we offer. So real quick, and I'm going to keep this quick. I've said that many times before, but things tend to go on. I am going to make this short, but you'll see below is a little image, and this is just basically touching the surface of our hotspots and kind of, you know, what things are all about here at NextGen. Number one, we have 8 base hotspot models, and we are growing. All of our hotspots are absolutely 100% plug and play, straight out of the box. The caveat to that is the customer does need to supply the correct programming information for that experience to happen. Not a big deal to modify it if, in fact, things go a little astray. Typically, it's the SSID the customer will get wrong. That is not a cardinal sin, not a big deal, and it's really easy to fix. So that's no biggie. All of our units from day one, from conception of the company, were designed to be mobile ready with Wi-Fi, and we also have LAN connection options. The Rugged Spot and the Commander have the LAN ports built into them. You can also get an adapter, so you can also LAN port, or you can hardwire also a covert, an XD4, and a traveler. Just give us a call and we'll show you how to do that. There's over 15 currently, as of today, there are over 15 custom build options, and that is growing. There are 6 plus accessories that we have, and of course that is also growing. We're constantly evolving here. There is a 12-month, no-hassle, limited warranty. Really the only limitation is we can't control the software, because there's literally 20 which ways but loose but Sunday that you can actually program that software. There's no limitations to PiStar. It's open source. You can go in there and tweak to your heart's delight. But if you go in there, tweak to your heart's delight, you end up having a problem. You'll have to redo your disk. And you can go right on our website, hamradio1.com, and do a complete PiCare procedure and restore that disk back to good. If you follow the instructions that you received with the unit, which tell you strongly stop, read this document first, and directly underneath that will tell you to back up your PiStar image immediately. It makes a tiny little zip file, which allows you to do a 10 to 15 second complete absolute restoration of the disk. If you do that, you're never going to have any major problems. You just won't. PiStar is a simple program. And we have, of course, superior hand-built craftsmanship that has been validated and has been spoken about greatly over the nets, as well as a tremendous amount of positive feedback that we get here, which is always welcome, and we can never get enough of it. We do love to see that people enjoy our products. We do offer a superior level of customer service, providing, there's another caveat here, providing people reach out to us. The only people that have ever really kind of nagged a little bit are the ones that don't call me. It's bizarre. It's really bizarre. Well, I emailed you. Well, I get 300 plus emails every single day. I have to sort through those emails. The vast majority of those are product inquiries worldwide, and the rest of them are, you know, maybe simple issues a client has, or hey, is my hotspot shipped? You know, just the basic 101 things you do when you're selling a product on the internet that the customers need, and I'm here to support you on that. But call me. I'll give you my number, 858-568-6673. I'll even repeat it, 858-568-6673. Give me a call. I cannot always pick up, but I will do my best to call you back within the hour, or if it's at the end of the day, I will call you as call from Florida, Okay, I won't be able to take that right now. I'll call that person right back, as I always do. There you go. So we are the number one hotspot in 31 countries, and we did that in the first 12 months. And that was a feat that I never thought we would quite accomplish. It wasn't hardly a goal of mine, really, because that's a big chunk to bite off. But in fact, we did that. We have customers in 31 countries right now, and we did that in the first 12 months in business. And what did that? Not a stellar or a sensational marketing campaign. What really did that, what really, really the essence is the fact we put out a really excellent, high-quality product. We backed the product, and people love that. Who doesn't, right? And the word has spread. 80% of our success has come through word of mouth, 80%. The other 20%, social media and other outlets, little advertising that we do very little advertising. We're in ARRL each and every single month on, we're on the weekly newsletter that has subscriber base, a volunteer subscriber base, or a opt-in subscriber base, correctly stated, of, I believe, 106,000 people. So that's over 400,000 exposures a month. That helps, but believe me, it's not the end all to get our products out there, but it does raise the awareness, and it's a beautiful thing. Now, all of our hotspots are built, supported, and serviced 100% in the USA. When you call us, you won't get a call. You won't get someone from the Philippines or Mexico or some other Eurasian country, what have you, that basically you're going to have difficulty communicating with. No. Or in India, which I had an ISP, by the way, in India, and I actually learned to communicate with them really, really, really well, but it took me a couple months to adapt. Once I adapted, I found it quite easy, but that's me. Most people just are impatient with it and can't really tolerate it. That's just the way the way life is, the way the world spins, as I always like to say. So, in conclusion here, I'm just going to give a quick summary and synopsis, and I don't knock anybody else's product, but I'll just tell you the facts as I know the facts to be, and here are the facts. At the bottom, you'll see at the top, underneath the line, the NanoSpot. There is one base model MMDVD hotspot that they have. There are zero options for that. That's just a fact. Look for yourself, go on their website, check it out. You'll see. They have different types of internet gateways for different modes, but I'm talking about MMDVM digital mode. They have one and only one. The OpenSpot 2, well, nothing much to rave about there. That was like one of my happiest days when that came out, because the OpenSpot 2, last time I checked, I don't really check very much, but last time I checked was about, to get it to your door in the United States was around $250. There's no screen. There's no LAN option. There's no SMA antenna. It's in my personal opinion, looking at it as a consumer, I would say one lackluster piece of equipment. That's the second that I looked at it. Not being critical, because I'm in hotspot business and I sell another brand, but just looking at it, I'm thinking to myself, there's no way in hell I'm going to pay $250 for that. That was my first impression. And I've got a really good sense of value with things, and I've always had that. And a lot of other people I've spoke to have concurred with it. But again, not bashing the product. It works, but $250, you can buy a rugged spot in a beautiful, beautiful showcase, clear case, quarter-inch acrylic with an OLED screen, with a LAN option. You can actually convert a rugged spot into a mini computer. It has four USB ports. It has an HDMI port. There is no comparison. I mean, it's a hands-down, flat winner-winner chicken dinner, just based, a rugged spot for the same price. It's crazy. But people buy them, that's what people can do. So the DV Mega, that thing's wildly overpriced for what it is. It comes and check it out yourself. Don't believe me. Go to Gigaparts. That thing comes in the most cheapest, flimsiest Chinese designed case that you can possibly imagine. And Yeah, it's also up there. I believe it's around $300, which is grossly overpriced for that particular unit, in my personal opinion. Just the way I feel. When the first time I saw that thing, I just couldn't believe they're asking for it for the cheapness of the design build. Go look yourself for yourself and see if that's your opinion. If it is, it is. If not, it's not. That's cool. The Zoom Spot, we get an awful lot of calls every week. I get at least 5 to 8 calls minimum, I would say, every week from people that have a Zoom Spot and they can't get the darn thing working. Now, that may not be the Zoom Spot's fault, by the way. Again, I'm not knocking or ripping these products apart. I'm just telling you the facts as I know them and how I feel. The Zoom Spot came out and everybody was pretty happy about it. But the Zoom Spot is a kit, and they rely on being encased in those really cheap heat trap C4 Labs cases. That is just a fact. I'm not making it up. I'm not bashing it. I'm not ripping up the Zoom Spot. I'm just telling you for a fact, C4 Lab cases are garbage. They're really garbage, and they're heat traps, every one of them. Because in the beginning, we were using them, and we had to modify them to actually airflow. It was a nightmare. It was an absolute nightmare. So I have firsthand knowledge of the C4 Labs cases, and they are garbage. They're cheaply made. They're cut on a very low grade, very low quality laser, and it looks like they're cut under high magnification. Even on the C4 Labs website, the laser looks as though, the acrylic, I should say, looks as though it was cut with a freaking hacksaw. It's terrible. It's horrid. And that's on their website. Go check it out yourself. Don't take my word for it. The Zoom Kit does have one single base model. I mean, they have one that plugs into the computer. I don't even consider that valid, because who's going to be carrying a laptop computer around these days to go portable digital? It's just that's just a non-starter right there. And they have one base model, and there is an OLED option. Whoop-de-doop-de-doo. It's unimpressive. And I think anybody that looks at those will also, I think the vast majority of people would absolutely unanimously agree with me on that, just because I feel it's the bare truth. So anyways, that's a little bit. This is Bobby over here at Next Gen Hotspots. Invite anybody to come look at any of our hotspots at hamradio1.com. Look at the custom hotspots tab. Look at what we have. Look at the options we have, and just look at what we're doing. I'm not out trying to impress anybody, but we are out to offer the most diverse selection of hotspots and the absolute highest quality of builds that you are going to find anywhere on the planet. And that is literally speaking, by the way. So Bobby, KM6IKH over here, the founder and lead engineer at Next Gen Hotspots. I'm going to wish you all a wonderful day and a wonderful week ahead, and 73.